This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced adoption of Delhi Declaration on Civil Aviation. The declaration was adopted unanimously at the conclusion of Second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference in New Delhi yesterday. The declaration is a comprehensive framework aimed at enhancing regional cooperation, addressing emerging challenges and fostering sustainable growth in the civil aviation sector in Asia-Pacific region. Addressing the conference, Prime Minister said, India is now moving forward to become a leading aviation hub by the end of this decade and will be among the most well-connected regions in the coming years. Mr. Modi said, India is today a strong pillar of the global civil aviation ecosystem and growth of civil aviation sector in the country is unprecedented. He said the number of airports has doubled in India in the past 10 years and the country has become aviation inclusive. Prime Minister said, a growing number of lower middle class and middle class Indians, even from smaller cities and towns, are now travelling by air, which was earlier limited to well-off Indians, mostly from big cities. The Odisha government has decided to provide 10% reservation and 3-year age relaxation along with exemption from the physical test for ex-agnivis in uniformed services. The decision taken at a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, which will offer ample opportunities to ex-agnivis in uniformed services such as police, forest, excise, fire or any other services determined by the state government. The 10% horizontal reservation for ex-agnivis will be applied to all Group C and D post in direct recruitment. This reservation will be an addition to the reservation applicable for ex-servicemen, provided that the ex-agnivis meet the required minimum qualifications prescribed for the post in the relevant recruitment rules. India and China have agreed to work with urgency and redouble their efforts to achieve complete disengagement in the remaining areas. This emerged during a meeting between National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and member of the Communist Party of China Political Bureau and director of the Office of the Central Foreign Affairs Commission Wang Yi yesterday in St. Petersburg, Russia. The meeting was held on the sidelines of the meeting of BRICS high-ranking officials responsible for security matters and national security advisors. During the meeting, Ajit Doval conveyed that peace and tranquility in border areas and respect for the line of actual control, LAC, are essential for normalcy in bilateral relations. The United States has reaffirmed its support for a permanent seat for India and endorsed text-based negotiations to reform the UN Security Council, which has been stalled due to disagreements among a few countries. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the U.S. permanent representative to the UN, said that the U.S. is ready to work with other nations to draft and refine a resolution for a General Assembly vote and potentially amend the UN Charter. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has warned of heavy rain in Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan over next few days. The downpour is expected as a result of a depression that developed over central India. In Uttarakhand, IMD has issued a red alert for heavy rain in 7 districts and orange alert for rest of the state. Heavy rain is expected in Pori, Dehradun, Bageshwar, Champawat, Nainital, Udham Singh Nagar and Haridwar districts. The Disaster Management Department has instructed all agencies concerned to ensure preparedness and complete necessary arrangements. In Uttar Pradesh, authorities are on high alert, especially in Western and Tarai region, in the wake of the alert issued by the IMD. Red and orange alert have been issued for many parts of Uttar Pradesh as the state braces for heavy rain in next 24 hours. Teams of NDRF and SDRF are also on high alert in the wake of the prediction. Met Office has also warned of heavy rainfall across Delhi and National Capital Region today. Delhi and its adjoining areas have been experiencing light to moderate rainfall since last night. IMD said the rains can cause localized flooding of roads, waterlogging in low-lying areas and closure of underpasses. In the South Asian Junior Athletics Championship, India clinched 9 gold medals in Chennai on the second day yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.